All right, now, 10 minutes on the agenda here. We're going, is that right?
I answered Ted.
I had a question.
Oh, you answered.
Go ahead.
Right in the middle. But I have another question. Ted, why did you say no? You don't want to expand, you want to go into 20?
Oh, come on.
All right, that's the question is to be to the manager, not to the member.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So the next person, go right ahead.
Me?
Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm going around the table, if you've noticed, clockwise, consistently, for consistency. Next person. Well, clockwise, counterclockwise is different.
Still around the table.
Okay.
Right.
Oh,
you are.
In Australia.
I'm trying to tell me when I can talk.
Well, when everybody else want to get out, when we're going clockwise, back clockwise, counterclockwise, just go right ahead. Go right ahead, ma'am.
Okay. I have some questions. First of all, about the membership, where this number comes from. The second thing, you just talked about the problems at the national level that is happening in all the other stations. And we have from the CFO, that you said that gives the right information, KPFT is in the same situation. It said here that you owe $23,768 in central services. If we don't have the money, why you keep hiring people illegally against the director of the national of the CMB? And the second question is, you said before, and you talk again about bankruptcy and receivership, do you have in mind, like you said, the other open arms of another like-minded 501c3 to broadcast another day to buy KPFT? Do you have somebody in mind?
Do I?
Yeah, at this point. Yeah.
I wish I was another 501c3, but
okay.
I'm not.
Okay.
But,
to address
your other two questions, if you give me that courtesy, you're mistaken about the central services. You know, they've changed the way they do central services, and it used to be that we would be getting billed in July for the amount of funds that we raised in June. Now people above my pay grade back a year or two ago changed the rules of engagement and went with an average over three previous years worth of fund drives and income levels as a way to allow the national office to have an expectation of certain income. So now we're getting averaged out to, half of that 22,000 and change you're talking about per month. So 11,000 something per month is what we owe in central services, and that's just a set amount. And they want it by the first of each month. Now, so we, when you were given that information, we may have been late in sending in the June ones, but the June ones have been sent in now. And yeah, we have not sent in the July ones yet, and we will by the end of July.
And so that you don't know anything.
I know that we are 11,000 and a few dollars, whatever that amount exactly is, you probably have it right there, in central service, 17% levy to the Pacifica National Office. The 2.5% to the Pacifica Radio Archive, similarly averaged out in advance, we have forwarded that to Pacifica Radio Archive. That's a little under $1,600.
Does that answer your question, ma'am?
And in terms of illegal hires, your question about illegal hires, I think, is a bit specious. There have not been any illegal hires at KPFT, and I kind of resent your implication.
Follow up?
I
answered
your question about the membership, I'm sorry.
The membership number is a member that's a number that's pulled out of the Mensa's database and is given to me by my development director, Robin Lewis, and that is the membership count as of the 11th day of July.
Oh, 11th day of July. Okay.
How many?
7,047.
We have a bunch of members.
There were a lot of people pledged at the last minute. Some folks are in this room.
More than 1,000 since June 30th now.
Pledge or paid?
Because they want to get candidates to come.
Yeah, pay,
right.
Join.
That's what I'm saying.
Or rejoin.
All right.
How many pay?
Okay, next.
I was going to pass, but the main problem, as you pointed out, seems to be nationally with the network foundation. Other than bankruptcy, does anyone have any brilliant plans to save the day?
None that I've been privy to, sadly.
But let me come back to Clifton and I'll come to you.
Sure.
Go ahead. Your question.
You said something curious. You said something about illegal hires and all that crap. But is there some kind of edict going through Pacifica saying no hiring new people?
Yeah, there's a hiring freeze.
How do you get around it?
How do we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We get permission from the CFO and the ED.
Do you think that's a good idea? If we're that broke, we're that down to the wire?
The allegation is related to our membership coordinator, which is a position that's vital to the operating of the radio station. And this is all about Chris Whaley getting hired when Lydia moved away to Colorado. I mean, this is not like a new jobs being invented or anything.
Yeah, my question, Vince, because he's making me sort of look at it my way.
Okay, go ahead.
Isn't it true that, and have you looked at what most non-profit businesses do and most for-profit businesses do when it comes to operating under very financially stressful situations, and that is cut personnel, put some personnel on part-time, and do what essentially every single business in this country has done since time immemorial. Since time immemorial. I had a program on KPFT for 2 years at a time when there was only a part-time general manager and hardly any other staff, and there were no, of course, expenses as far as going toward what is now being one out of every $2 goes to salaries and the health benefits as well. That's on this sheet going back years, and it's on the current budget for May. $48,000 was expended for salaries out of the $84,000 in expenses. So my question to you is, isn't that obvious? There is an alternative to delivering up KPFT, a community-sponsored, non-corporate-sponsored radio station, to the bankruptcy receiver, who then destroys essentially what is the mission and the democratic governance of this radio station. Don't you agree that's an alternative?
It certainly is, and we have.
Thank you. You answered that question. You answered that question. You agree that's an alternative. I have a second question. May I have a follow-up? Okay, I have a second question. I have a second question. I asked and you answered it. I have a second question. I have a second question. Now, in agreeing that that is an alternative way of bringing businesses and nonprofit and this nonprofit radio station into viability in terms of finances, isn't it true that during your position and especially during the past 7 years, the membership has gone down? And that is a financial basis that needs to be built up. We've gone from a peak of 10,000 paying members in 2009, sir, to now what hovers around 7,000 members. That's a decline. That's a decline of 30%. Any other CEO of any other nonprofit or for-profit business would have been cut and would have been replaced with fresh leadership that proves themselves capable of helping to turn this station around. Yeah. The question is, don't you agree that decline in membership from 10,000, a peak of 10,000 members, that I think it was even before 2009, was it 2005? That it reached a peak of 10,000 members, and it now is down to 7,000. Isn't that one of the reasons for a decline in the financial base.
This will be the last response.
The question is clear. Ma'am.
Is the answer yes or no?
This is not a yes or no question. The answer to your question is that this is a multi-dimensional effect.
You're saying no. This.
1 minute left in this time.
The decline in membership is not one of
the entire universe. The entire universe of people who use radio has declined. The people who listen to public radio has declined. Everybody who's been tuning into national public radio, that has been a declining universe. We are operating a dinosaur technology in a new millennia.
By 33%?
And you are talking from a dinosaur technology.
By 33%?
And we've also suffered $150,000. We're losing $411 every day because the people who run this network at the national board level, four of whom are in this room, along with the CFO and the ED, cannot get a damn audit produced to send off to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Talk about low-hanging fruit. Do you mind having your tax dollars not come back to Houston? We've lost $495,000 in 3 years. That's not on me. I've done every damn thing KPFT needed to do, every hoop that I could jump through, every survey that I needed to fill out, everybody at CPB I could talk to. We can't get that money. That's our money. That's my money. Even some of it might be yours.
That was non-responsive.
Okay, the curse. And the response, because you don't like it.
You don't have to be disrespectful.
Yeah, but what you're just doing
you've
right now.
You've been yelling at people all night.
Sir, you're not one to talk. So, the bottom line is, we've expended the time for this. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me. We're trying to get everybody comes off of the inconvenience, but
Can I have a 1 minute recess?
Okay, sure you can. Go right ahead.
What are you doing to make money for the station?
Wait, sir, you out of order.
We're at recess.
You out of order.
We're at recess.
He has a recess. We're not at recess. So, the bottom line is, we got business.
What a nonsense.
You've been pretty good tonight, so don't digress now.
No, I've been excellent compared to you.
Now, having said, it's important that we do not necessarily like each other, but we're going to respect each other. Now, the standing, the orders of the day is a chair's report, which we're not going to have. And now we're into the executive session, which we postponed for 10 minutes. And we ask those who are visitors or members to please leave the room so that we can go into executive session.
Mr. Chair, we didn't really finish going around, and this is really important. I move to extend 5 minutes.
Well, sir, I don't believe you got that motion. Does that motion have a second? Okay, yes. Let's just vote the motion.
All right, 10 minutes. All right.
What's your argument?
I second. It's clear everybody wants the money. I mean, wants the time.
What that means is you're supposed to be quiet. That's what that means. Don't be quiet for me. If you want to leave, leave. But don't think you're going to disrupt the rest of the meeting. Now, we're in executive session. We ask that you please leave.
I thought we were going to vote on the motion.
Motion.
Mr. Chair, we have
you can wait for your party outside.
No, sir.
There's a motion on the table.
We had a motion to extend for 10 minutes.
Which is second. I'll deal with your motion. Okay?
Well, you don't make them leave.
So the bottom line is we've got one member who is absent. Could you get her in here since she doesn't need...
I'm with building services. I've just restored the air.
It feels good already.
Thank you.
Great.
All right.
Yeah, it's cooler in here, man.
I'm working on it. I had to go to the top and work myself down.
We're all back.
It's down to 82 and chilling.
There's a majority saying they want more time.
Maria, what kind of money have you ever brought in? I believe the number is zero. Well, they're talking.
You don't know, and you don't need to know.
But you don't do anything.
You don't know what it's done.
I want to the meeting is not over yet, okay?
The Latino community.
Conduct yourself, Ms. Castellanos. If you get drug into these little sidebars, you'll never really know what's going on. That's the tactic some folks use. But what I'd like is for you to pay attention to the orders of the day. When that bell is rung, it's only for civility to come back to order. And what we have on the agenda is a motion to extend that's been seconded. It requires 2/3. So now, let's vote for those in favor of extending. Please raise your hands.
To extend the manager's
time. Yes.
Q&A card.
Those who oppose?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
It does not pass. Now we are into executive session. I ask the members to please leave the room. But those are parliamentary procedures and maneuvers that you have to address. Thank God for
well,
Robert Rules of
Order. The problem is it didn't include everybody.
You have to acknowledge once he put it on the table, and that was not going to be a railroad.